ये टॉकिंग अपराध महाराज है प्रेयर यू आर थिंकिंग हिमसेल्फ अनफिट फॉर ऑफरिंग प्रेयर टू द लॉर्ड बट इट इज बिकॉज यू आर रिक्वेस्टेड बाय द ग्रेट डेमिगॉड headed by Lord Brahma and others, he thought that material qualification, namely high parentage, riches, beauty, bodily strength, yogic power, all of them are not qualification for becoming a devotee or qualified to approach the Supreme Personality. Manne dhanarhi jana rupa tapasthu kauya tija prabhava balapau rasa buddhi yoga. These things I already explained. Dhana means riches, abhijata means aristocratic family, bala means bodily strength, buddhi, intelligence, paurusha, own power, endeavor, industrious. These are material qualifications. And the yoga, especially yoga, that is also material. By exercising the body to concentrate the mind, that is also material, because mind is material, subtle form of matter. It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Humi rapa analo bayu khama mana buddhi spirit. Mind, intelligence, ego, ahankara, iti-yame, buddhi, vinna prakriti asadha. So, they are subtle form of matter. The yogic exercise means to control the mind. Jnanavastita-tad-gatena manasa. In order to make the mind control and fully fixed up on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is required in yoga meditation. Jnanavastita, one remains in meditation. What for? Dhyanavastita tadgata manasa, just in order to make the mind completely absorbed in Krishna. Dhyanavastita tadgata manasa, paschanti, concentrating the mind upon Krishna, generally Lord Vishnu. Dhyanavastita tadgata manasa, paschanti, yogi. So they are also material elements. They are not spiritual. Because a spiritual life begins when one understands fully that he is not this body. That is the beginning of instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna saw that Arjuna was talking on the platform of bodily concepts of life, he was not talking seriously with him. Arjuna could understand that Krishna was just talking as friend, not very serious. Therefore, he submitted himself as a student. Shishya Sriham Sadhumam Prapanyam. And he chastised him that you have no spiritual knowledge, still you are talking just like a great scholar. You are talking just like you are very learned. That means one who that is animal. There is no beginning of spiritual life. The spiritual life begins when one understands that he is not this body, he is called Brahma-bhuta. Brahma, so long one identifies with the body, he is Jiva Bhuta. Jiva Bhuta, Mahabhava. Jairam Bhajate. And when one realizes, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. But unfortunately, the Mahabhavi philosophers, take it, Aham Brahmasmi means I am the Supreme Brahma. No. Brahmasmi means I am spirit soul. Spirit soul is Brahma. And the Supreme Brahma is different. Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitam, Paramam Bhava. That is Krishna, Vishnu Tattva. So unfortunately, this Mahavadi philosophers, they accept Brahmasmi means I am the Supreme. They are not the Supreme. They are Savadhi. So long this knowledge lacks, one is not completely in knowledge. Krishna says therefore, Bhunam Janmanamanti Janavan Maam Prabhadrat. Among the persons who have realized themselves as Brahma, spirit soul, they also, after trying many, many births, that means they are not muktas. There is still Baddha, condition. Bhunam Janmanamanti Janavan. Not ordinary person. Those who are wise. Wise means those who are in the spiritual platform to understand his position as spirit soul, not this body. Such persons, after many, many births, surrender to Krishna. That is the ultimate knowledge. Bhavanam janmanamanti janavan mahatabhadra. Vasudeva, to make it clear more, Vasudeva sarvam. Vasudeva Krishna is the Supreme, is everything. So, yoga, the bodily practice, that if I have not body, then what shall I get by bodily exercise? Bodily exercise can help me a little, but that is not spiritual practice. The Satasatra, Kundalini, these are the bodily concept. Actually, to tell the truth, those who have too much bodily absorbed, that I am this body, for them this yoga practice is accomplished. Not for the intelligent. Because one who identifies himself with this body is not very intelligent. But because such persons are not very intelligent, for them, this bodily exercise of yoga, Ashtanga yoga, is recommended. Not for the intelligent person. Intelligent person, they take immediately to the devotional service. Immediately, as Krishna, Lord Chaitanya begins, immediately spiritual life, and he starts, Sanatana Goswami, Divine Sarupa Vishwa Krishna Das. This is spiritual life. You, from the very beginning, you take it for granted, I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am not this body. Neither have anything to do in relationship with this body. Because as soon as I identify with my body, then the family relation, the society relation, the national relation, the country relation, so many things, in relationship with the body, we accept as true. But that is not true. As soon as the body finishes, everything finishes. Prahlad Maharaj said, yoga is also not helpful for approaching the Supreme Personality of God. Manne dhanavi janara rupa tapasthitauja. Tīja prabhāva malapaurasa buddhi yoga. This is pure number, yoga. All is done, including. Nārādhanāhi bhavanti. They are not qualifications for worshipping the Supreme Personality of God. Na aradhanaya bhavanti. Na aradhanaya bhavanti. Parasapunsa. Parasapunsa. Punsa means enjoy. Purush. The Lord is Punsa. Male. The Lord, the Supreme Truth, Absolute, cannot be female. Just like so many other Mahavadi philosophers, they think that the Supreme Absolute Truth can be female. No, he can be female, but the real cause is Pungsa. It's like Arjuna says, the Absolute Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham, Sāsvatam. The Lord is Purusha. He is not female. Here also, Purusha. Another meaning of Purusha means enjoy. Just like we have got experience that the male is considered to be the enjoyer and the female is considered to be the enjoyer. Although in this material world, everyone is under illusion. Everyone is thinking that she is enjoyer or she is enjoyer. So long we have got this false identification that I am enjoyer, that is mine. We are not enjoyer. We are enjoyed. That is real philosophy. Therefore it is said, parasya punsa. Predominated. We are not predominated. That is liberation. Everything is a prakriti. The jivas, they have been described as prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this material element, earth, water, air, fire, mind, intelligence, ego, they are vinna me prakriti asadha. Prakriti. He is Purusha. Prakriti means sunya. So they are also all in energy. Energy. Just like here, try to understand. The karmis, unless they have got a wife, they cannot work. They are not very enthusiastic. Therefore, according to the karmis, when the boy is developed, immediately the parents get him a wife for him. Otherwise, he will be dull. He cannot work. Energy. Shakti. If one has got good wife, then he gets energy to work. Therefore, prakriti. This is called prakriti. Energy. Similarly, this is a fact. Krishna has got also energy. The original Purusha. Radharaj. Energy. Prakriti. Krishna is engraved in the presence of Radhana. That is nature. Similarly, a man, he becomes energized if he has got a good wife or good mother. This is the history of the whole world. Any great man in this world, he will find that behind him, he has got a good wife or good mother. Prakriti, energy. That energizes. In our country, we have seen many persons, just like Sar Gurudas, Banerjee, Vishwachandra, Vidyasagar. They had very good mother, and they become very great men. Similarly, we saw one Englishman, Lord Wellington. He had a very intelligent wife, and he became a great man. So, this prakriti is energy. By the energy of one woman, one becomes very great. That is the material arrangement. Not only material, and in the spiritual world also, the same thing. Just like Krishna is energized in the presence of Radha. In the presence of Radha. Krishna is called Madan Mohan. And Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohin. So, the law is the same. But here, in this material world, everything is parbhāt. Parbhāt. Therefore, we do not get the real energy. There is frustration. There is confusion. So, we have come to the real platform. disease person. A disease person, there is nice eatable thing, enjoyable thing, but he cannot eat. He cannot taste. Disease person. Liver function is not working, therefore he cannot taste. So this spiritual life means to come to the original position, where everything will be tasty. Everything will be tasty. Tara Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Alladini Shakti Sasma Itatmanarati Dehuhi Daudatauto. Then we can understand what is spiritual life, what is spiritual love. So, that the material things cannot help us. That is the statement of Naradhanaya Bhavanti Parasapunso. Parasapunso, not this material person. Parasapunso. He is transcendental Purusha, not Purusha like us. Today, this life I have got a dress of a Purusha. Or next life I can get a dress of a female. Because here they all are living entities. That Prakriti actually, they are Prakriti, but they are falsely dressed as Purusha. Falsely dressed. Jiva Bhuta Mahava. They are superior energy, superior processes, but they are not Purusha. So the Mayavadi theory that by salvation means he becomes one with the Supreme. One with the Supreme, how it is called? The Supreme is Purusha and I am Prakriti. So there must be difference between Purusha and Prakriti. The Prakriti cannot a female cannot artificially become a male. That is not possible. And because we are trying artificially to become the supreme male, therefore, that is Maya. That is Maya. Maya means which is not fact. Maya. It is false. So falsely we are trying to be Purusha or angel. This whole world is struggling to become Purusha, angel, everyone, nationwide, society-wise. They are trying to be Purusha. So, therefore, these material qualities will not help us to become, to approach the Supreme Lord. The house, bhaktya tutusha bhagavan gajadutapaya. Gajadutapaya, the Gajendra, he was in danger, but although it was annual, but by simple devotional service, he satisfied the Supreme Lord and was saved. Then another thing, then we should not think that opposite, as it is said, dhana, jana, rupa, tapas. Now, Prahlad Maharaj says, that material wealth is not sufficient qualification to become a devotee, to approach the Lord. Does it mean if we become poor, then we can approach the Supreme Personality God? No. That is also not a qualification. In material sense, this dhana riches, it is relative. A poor man has got, say, 10 rupees, he is thinking, oh, I am very rich. And a rich man, to our consideration, another man, he has got 10 lakhs of rupees, he is thinking, I am poor, because I have no 10 crores of rupees. So it is not the money which makes one rich. Because it is a status of mental concoction. The poor man, he gets 1 pice, 2 pice, he sometimes he gets 10 rupees, he thinks I am very rich. And another man, he earns 1 lakh, 2 lakhs at a time. So unless he comes to 10 crores of rupees, he does not think himself rich man. So which one is rich and one is, which one is poor? It is very difficult to assess. So the fact is that bhakti does not depend on such poverty or riches. That is to be understood. It is not that the poverty-stricken man will be a great devotee. No. That is also not a qualification, and it is also not a qualification that a very rich man can become devotee. No. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggests, not in the suggestion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sthane Sita Sutigatan Sanuvanamanovi. Sthane, you remain in your place. It doesn't matter. In your consideration, whether you are rich or poor, it doesn't matter. You remain in your position. Sthane Sita Sutigatan. You simply give your oral reception. What is that oral reception? Sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartam. Sanmukharitam. Those who are devoted, from their mouth, to try to understand the glories of the Lord. This is the first class qualification. Not that to become rich or poor. Richness or poverty is no hamper. Because spiritual life is so great, so sublime, that is this apratihata. No material thing can check your spiritual progress. The only qualification you require, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted when he was talking with Ramananda Das, you are prescribing one after another different process. Karma, Jnana, Yoga, Dharamistha, Bhakti, so many things, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was denied one after another. This is not. This is extra. He began from the Varnasam Dharma, because that is the beginning of civilization. Varnasam Charvata, Purushena Parapuma, Vishnu Aradhati Pungsa, Nannat Tattu Sukar. Because unless one comes to the institute of Varnasam Dharma, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, Grihastha, they are not considered as civilized. So, he began from this, Ramanandara. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yo vadha agipaho. This is external. If you know something more, you can explain. Then, he recommended karma tyag. That is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yo vadha. It is external. In this way, when Ramananda quoted one verse from Brahma's prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnane Priyasam Mudapasa Namantaiva, Jivanti Sanmukhuritan Bhavadiya Vasa. Jnane Priyasam. This Brahma recommended that one should not endeavor by his individual effort to approach the Supreme Personality of God. One's business should be that he may not change his position. Means he may remain a grihastha, he may remain a brahmin or a sudra or a sannyasi. It doesn't matter. In whatever position he is all that. The only business is that you should not be proud of mental speculation. You have to give up this practice of mental speculation, but you try to understand the Supreme Law by hearing from a realized soul. Sanamukharitana bhavadiyyada. Then the result will be gradually, although the Supreme Law is never conquered, still he will be conquered. Ajito bhi jito pas. Ajito. Nobody can conquer. But simply by hearing about it, you go on hearing about it, one day you'll find that the Supreme Lord has been conquered by you. You have become victorious. That means conquer means you have understood the whole science of Krishna, whole spiritual science. This is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Krishna consciousness movement follows this principle. We are trying to give opportunity every man to hear about Krishna. There is no need of practicing in the beginning. If you can practice, it is all right. But there is no need. Simply, we hear about Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita, to hear about Krishna means Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna. You can hear Vishnu Bhagavatam, you can hear, and you remain in your position. You don't want to disturb your position. Whatever you are, you remain. But you hear about Krishna. Then gradually, Krishna will be conquered by you. Ajita, all the Krishna. So, these things, people think that these riches or yogic power or bodily strength or influence, these are qualifications. They are not actually qualifications, neither they are disqualifications. He provided. But the difficulty is, one who is rich, one is very powerful, one is very influential, he feels what shall I do by hearing about Krishna? I have got everything. I am so powerful. I am so rich. That is the disqualification. If he simply agrees to hear about Krishna, then it is all right. According to Goswamis, we don't say that riches, wealth is a disqualification. But it must be engaged in the service of the Lord. Nirvande Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Bhujadha Mucchyat. Just like Ramananda Das, he was a very rich man, he was governor, but he always engaged himself in Krishna's service. He was one of the most confidential servants and devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So, the conclusion is that richness or expectations, they are not qualifications and they are not disqualification also, provided we agree to hear about Krishna from the light soul. This is the conclusion. Then he says, Vipraat Visaraguna Jutad Aravinda Nava Padar Vinda Vimukhat Sapatang Bharishtam Vipraat Brahmin. Visaraguna. Brahmin, not by birth, but with quality. Gunakarma Vibhava. That is how. Tatsa means, Lord Krishna says, Dasubhannam Maya system, Gunakarma Vibhava. A Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra or a Brahmachari or a Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, they are divided according to the quality. According to the quality. John never says janma. Quality. So here also it is said, Vikrat Visharaguna Jyuta. D means double, 12. And Shara means 6. That means 12. 12 kinds of qualities the Brahmin makes. The 12 kinds of qualities also mentioned here.
Evaṁ bhaktaiva kevalaya hariskosa sambhavati tukta idani bhaktiṁ vinā nānāt kinti kosa tavhati vipraditi putvaktaṁ dhamādhāvaje dishat dādasa gura guna tvai yukta vipradati svapataṁ varishtam manne.
The Indian Brahmin, unless one is qualified by the 12 prescribed qualities in the Shastra, he cannot be accepted. He cannot be accepted as Brahmin. Now, Siddha Swami says that even though one is qualified with all those good qualities, which indicates that one is Brahmin, Prahlad Maharaj also says that, Vipraat Visaraguna Jyuta. Even though he is qualified, but he is not a devotee. Generally, those are very highly qualified Brahmins. they are very proud and they do not become a devotee. You know? I am a devotee and this is past, poor man, this is for this. Those who are not highly educated, for them, they are chanting, dancing, they criticize them. But actually that is not the fact. Jiva Goswami was the most learned scholar. Rupa Goswami was most learned scholar. All the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the most learned scholar. Is one description of the Bhagavad Gita. What is that song? Atmarama Samana. He explains in 64 ways. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhattacharya was very proud of his knowledge. He was a great scholar, Brihaspati. He is considered the incarnation of Brihaspati, the learned scholar of him. And still, when he argued with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Vedanta Sutra, he was defeated. He was defeated and then he became his disciple. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had talked with Prakashananda Saraswati, another Mahavadi Sannyasi scholar. So, he also explained Vedanta Sutra. So, it is not that these devotional life, disciple taxation, they are necessarily very poor in knowledge. They are full in knowledge. One may not be personally very learned, but because we follow the disciple taxation, the conclusion given by the learned scholars, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, therefore we follow the conclusion that we are also learned. Because we do not follow any other path. We follow Mahajana Jinagatasta Pantha. We follow Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Therefore we are called Rupanuga Vaishnava. Vaishnav who are followed strictly. My Guru Maharaj is described Rupanuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dhantaharini. Rupanuga Viruddha. There are certain principles. Given by Srila Rupa Goswami, that's why Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He is giving the definition of Bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadalabhita anukullena krishnana siddhanam bhakti yuttava. He is giving. This is Bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam without any material desire. Material desires, Bhakti, that is not Siddha Bhakti. So these are the direction of the Goswami. Nartan Das Thakur says that Eishai Gosai Jar Karmai Das. I am servant of such person who follows strictly the principles of Goswami. So the Goswamis have given their principles, especially for general public in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We have translated this book into Nectar of Devotion. So, our business is, everything is there, we have to follow. My Guru Maharaj is described as Rupanuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dhantaha. He was strictly to follow the Rupanuga principle. Rupanuga principle, Srila Rupa Goswami directs in the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, so somewhere or other engaged people in Krishna consciousness. Jena tena prakare mana krishna nivesha sarve vidhi visidha su rita reva kinkal. Just like in Europe and America, some of our friends criticize that Swami Maharaj is not doing this, not doing that. We are doing everything. Our main business is just to induce them to Krishna consciousness. So that is the secret. We have to induce them. Then, even there is some discrepancies in the rules and regulations, it does not matter. Rupa Goswami says, Sarve vidhi nishedha su ritaya deva kinkala. First of all, We must be Krishna somewhere. We must find out. It can be changed according to country, climate, and circumstances. But the result, we have to see by the result. Whether one has become Krishna conscious. That is what. That is what. Then we say that this is the rule. We don't do this. We don't do this. In the beginning we had many difficulties. Because their behavior, their culture, everything just opposite. Just opposite. How you can expect everything to be right point? That's not possible. So we have to find out me. How he becomes Krishna Bhagavan. That is my first reason. So that is the secret. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami follows strictly the Rupa Goswami. It's like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami interviews that a sannyasi should go for begging alms and motor car. You see? And motor car. They should live in palace and village. Now, if in these days, if we follow that Rupanagara, Srila Rupa Goswami, he used to live underneath a tree. And if we say, now we shall also imitate, just like there are many Babaji in Vrindavan, they are imitating a small lion cloth. They are doing all nonsense. Yeah. So, imitation is not required. Real thing is required. How, what is the purpose of Goswami? They say the genus in a prakara in a manaskusana. Some or other, first of all, engage in it. That is my Guru Maharaj's gift. And he first of all started that there is no need of going to Vrindavan and imitate the Goswami. Live in big, big cities. In big parasol houses, but please Krishna conscious. People may understand. Give chance to the people how they would understand Krishna conscious. He opened many centers. Similarly, in big cities, so we have been there. Because we are following strictly the principles of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga, therefore it is somehow or other coming out very successful. The Krishna consciousness movement should be pushed according to the Rupanuga principle. So, here it is said, manne, here it is said, diptad disharaguna jutad aramindanava padaravinda vimukhat sapachang varishta. Prahlad Maharaj is talking about. Sapachang. Sa means dog. Dog. Pachati, those who eat dog's flesh, they are considered very low born. There are different kinds of flesh eaters. In the Ayurveda Shastra, they are called, those who are eating in the flesh of dog, they are called sapachati. Those are eating the flesh of cows, they are gokhas, mangshas, these are so many. But Manusanghita, it is said that if one eats the flesh of cow, he is called gokhada. If one eats the flesh of dog, he is called sapacha. If one eats the flesh of these, he is giving description. But one who is he is all the flesh. Maskada sarva mangsada. If anyone is fish, he is all kinds of fish.
Fish.
Yes. Fish is abominable, according to one son. Maskada sarva mangsada. Tasmat maska divarjaya. Therefore, he can eat the place of cow, but don't eat fish. That is the stitcher in the Manusanga. Because if you are eating the dog's flesh, then you are sinful in the matter of dog's flesh. But if you eat fish, then you become sinful of eating all kinds of flesh. Matsado sarumansado. These are the scriptures. Of course, we have nothing to do with these dog eaters, or fish eaters, or cow or sheep eaters. We are concerned with Krishna Prasad. We are interested in eating Krishna's prasad. If Krishna says, they give me dog, or give me cow flesh, we shall give Ganesh. But not before that. So we have no quarrel with the fish eaters or cow. We are concerned. Krishna says, patram pusvam phalam toyam juni bhakta vidishya. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he likes, he can eat everything. Because when Yashoda, my suspected that Krishna has eaten us, and the boys, his playmates, were accusing Mother Yashoda, your son has eaten us. And Krishna denied, no, Mother, I have not eaten. She did not believe. All right, open your mouth, I want to see. So when Krishna opened his mouth, he saw all the universities. So therefore, what is the question of this place or that place? Everything is there. The Krishna, because he is all powerful, if he likes, he can, but he does not. He does not. So he says, patram pushpam phalam tuyam yumi bhakta prajitsya. Krishna is healing. Krishna is all powerful, he can do everything. He has no restriction. If he is restricted, then he is not God. He can do anything. But he does not do so, because he is teaching us. You cannot say that Krishna can eat this, therefore he can give everything. No. Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam. You can give vegetables, flowers, grains, meat. Oh, and we take that. So we have no quarrel with that. So sapata means the dog. The dog eaters, they are considered to be the most abhorrent. The dog eaters are there. Still, we have received reports from our Hong Kong center that there is regular dog eaters. And I am going there. In Hong Kong. But we are not concerned with the dog eaters. But here, Prahlad Maharaj said, dog eaters were there, dealing from millions of years ago. All kinds of people are there. Always. It is not that now somebody has developed. No. Everything is perpetually existing. We don't believe in Darwin's theory, evolution. Everything is. But, sometimes the dog eaters are very less, and sometimes the dog eaters are very less. Sometimes the cow eaters are very great, and sometimes, but everything is there. First class, second class, third class men, Asur and Devata, they're all exist, always exist. Otherwise, how Prahlad Maharaj mentioned, Svapata Bhadishta. Svapata means dog eaters. Then during his time, millions and millions of years ago, there were dog eaters. Otherwise, how you say? So, all classes of men are existing always. And everyone has got chance to become a devotee. Otherwise, how Prahlad Maharaj says, sapatam varishtam. The dog eater is better than the Brahmin with 12 qualifications. Viprad visaragana jita. Vipra means real vipra, qualified, not the so-called birthright vipra. When he says, Vishara guna jyuta, a Brahmin who is actually qualified with the 12 gunas. These gunas are mentioned here, Sridhar Swami. he says, dharmasta sattanta, damasta pasta, mastadam, hirhi sitikha anutuva, Jagasta dananta dhriti sutanta vritani vaida dasa brahmanas. He is quoting from Shastra. This is Brahminical 12 qualifications. But is that he must be religious, he must be truthful, he must be controlling the senses, he must be controlling the mind, he should not be envious, he must be very intelligent, he must be very tolerant, titikha, anuswar. He is not envious. Jagdasya, he must engage himself, always in sacrificing. Jagdasya, dananta, he must be charitable. Dhriti, he must be very powerful. Memory, he must have. And then, sutasya, very learned scholar. Sutamcha, Britani, he must be with, endowed with vows. I must read Britani. Dadasa, Brahman. These are the 12 qualities of Brahman. So here Krishna and Maharaj says, Vishras Dishara Gunajita. That Brahman, who is qualified with these 12 kinds of high quality. This is Gunajita. But if he is not a devotee, or even the Nama, or Nama Vinukhat, he does not like to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as worshipable. Better than this kind of Brahmin is a Svapasa Bodhisattva. Why? The reason is given there. Padarvinda Vinukha Svapasa Bodhisattva. Manne tadattita mano vachane hitartha pranam punati sapulam natu bhurima. This sapaja, if he becomes a devotee, he is qualified to deliver his whole family. But not the Brahmin who is too proud. He cannot deliver himself. What to speak of his service? But he is proud with his qualification. But a Vaishnava, just like it was in case of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask anything for his personal benefit. But he was so kind, he asked some benediction from the Lord for his father. This is Vaishnava. He was so much tortured by his father, but still he remembered that after all, he is my father. So I pray something for my father. He did not ask anything for himself. He prayed at last, my dear Lord. My father was a great offender at your lotus feet. If you kind of excuse me. This is what they said, my dear Prahlad. Not only your father's father, his father, his father, all of them. Because you are in the family. So that is the quality of a devotee. He can deliver all the members of the family. Sakulam. Sakulam means with all the members. Pranam punati sakulam natu bhurimana. And the proud Brahmin, he is qualified with all these qualities. He cannot deliver himself. But a sapasa, a dog eater, he is a devotee. He can deliver all his family. These are the Vaishnava qualifications. If you want to become Vaishnava in a family, he is giving the best service to the family. Unfortunately, if somebody comes within our society, the father and mother become sister. Oh, he is going to be Vaishnava. Let him become a naturalized, that's all right. Why he should become a Vaishnava? Immediately. We have not experienced. But he does not know that any boy who becomes a Vaishnava, who is strictly following the Vaishnava principle, he is giving the best service to his family. He has Prahlad Maharaj says, and he is confined by Lord Vishnu. So these are the advantage of becoming Krishna conscious and Vaishnava. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that we may remain in different positions of social and other status of life. But if we give our submissive oral reception to the teachings of Krishna, Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then our life is successful. Thank you very
much. Come to the Varnashram Dharma system that he cannot be considered civilized. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is liberated. He is talking from the liberated platform. But not everyone is on the standard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, first of all, one has to come to the standard of Varnashram Dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position can be obtained by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the Sankirtan movement. He is giving that. That means we have to come to that position when we don't identify with this body. This Varnashram Dharma is identification with this body. I am a Brahmin. What does it mean? This is bodily qualification. But I have got little more knowledge than others. I know what is Brahma. But still, I am not a Vaishnava. Unless I become a Vaishnava, I come to the position of a Brahmin, and then I engage himself in the Brahmin service. That is Vaishnava. That is required. Simply, but in order to raise oneself to the highest standard of life, these principles of Varnashram Dharma should be followed. You cannot become MA without becoming a student in the school and college. But if there is any special service, just like Dr. Rabindranath Tagore, he was given Dr. Tassi from the Oxford University.